Kylie Moore Foster, who wrote the original Good Samaritan Facebook post that sparked social media attention earlier this month, recently spoke to The Citizen to clear up confusion surrounding it. Moore Foster's post outlined her encounter with a person who had allegedly just been robbed and assaulted on February 4th. "We woke up at about 1 p.m. to banging at the door," said Moore Foster. "My fiancé went and answered the door and the kid was on his knees just begging for help. He had said that he had been hit with a hammer, so my fiancé came back into the room and woke me up and let me know the kid needed help. When he was talking to my fiancé, he just asked if he could call his parents because he wanted to go to the hospital and he wanted his dad, so we called his parents for him. His dad came and got him, and then his sister and his dad all went to the hospital together." Moore Foster said she decided to share what happened because it seemed like she and her fiancé were the only people in their neighborhood willing to help. "Then I made that post the next day about what had happened that night, and afterward, his mom actually reached out to me and let me know that he was doing a bit better," she said. "He had been released from the hospital and he had just had a fractured cheekbone." Confusion about the validity of the post seemed to stem from other Facebook users copy-pasting the same story and the nature of the alleged crime as well. Moore Foster said she has been told that the teenager has recovered but had little memory of the incident occurring or asking Moore Foster and her fiancé for help, due to his injuries being treated with painkillers, and the stress following the attack. Earlier this month, The Citizen first looked into the post, checking with police to determine what had happened and to ask for tips on what to do if a crime victim bangs on your door late at night. Prince George RCMP told The Citizen that there was no recent case that fully matched the details shared in the Facebook post, and advised the public to consider that information shared on social media, including Facebook, may not always be accurate. Later, the RCMP told The Citizen that another reason behind the original confusion as to the facts of Foster's Facebook post may have been that another similar case occurred on the same day. RCMP stated that as Moore Foster only spoke with police in the weeks following the attack on February 4th, the RCMP had no record of her interaction with the victim. "When I spoke to an officer, he was pretty confused about the night in general," said Moore Foster. "Because by the time the officer had gotten to speak to the victim, because it was a head injury, he was kind of already in shock and just kept saying he didn't remember the night. He didn't know what had happened. He was pretty confused about the whole situation." The case that mirrors the one Moore Foster was involved in is still ongoing. RCMP cannot provide any more details about this investigation besides the victim being an adult involved in an ongoing mischief investigation.